Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for October 18th, 2023, from Revelation chapter 14, The Defeat of the Dragon, Part 1. Previously, we heard in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, we heard about a dragon. And this dragon had 7 heads and 10 horns, along with a couple of beasts, all operating under the authority of the dragon. The dragon, of course, represents Satan, who is doing everything possible to disrupt God's plan of salvation. In chapter 14, we began with the victory song of the saints. So, what's missing? Well, we need the dragon defeated. Well, Christ defeats sin, death, and the devil when Christ dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and the devil being the dragon. So, yes, the dragon is defeated when Jesus dies on the cross. But yet, in our own space and time, we're still waiting for that last day, so to speak, as John's vision gives to us. So we hear the song of the church singing that victory, like we do especially every Easter, with that anticipation of looking forward to the day when that day and time is realized for us. And John's vision presents it to us. And gives us, again, a picture, a vision, using symbolic language. And it begins with an announcement made by an angel. From Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. Notice the angel, a messenger of God, with an eternal gospel. I love the idea of an eternal gospel, because that is a gospel that is eternal, because the source of the gospel, Jesus Christ, is eternal. And that puts an interesting perspective on whenever we teach or talk about Jesus Christ, we are talking about something eternal, about a Savior who isn't just for a moment, but our Savior for eternity. Sometimes people complain about the church, saying, why don't you talk about things that are more relevant in today's world? Well, nothing is more relevant than eternal life. The things of this world will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. So some churches may teach about how to live a successful life here on earth. Well, it doesn't really matter if you're not connected with Christ. So we continue to teach the eternal gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the forgiveness of sins that Christ Jesus has won for us. It is also a gospel for all people, every nation, no exceptions. So when Jesus dies on the cross, he dies on the cross for the forgiveness of sins of all of humanity. The problem comes in is that not all humanity believes and trusts in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So if you don't believe and trust in Jesus, then you won't be spending eternity with Jesus. Verse 7. And the angel said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. The angel is making the announcement that the dragon's judgment has finally come. So all the earth needs to worship God, who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all the water. Like I said at the introduction, the victory song is already being sung, and now we have the announcement. So join me again tomorrow as we continue with another announcement from another angel. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.